There are people who think that banning abortions or the very restrictive laws, such as what Missouri has. Missouri is one of the most restrictive laws concerning abortion. But those things don't reduce abortions. They just make it illegal and dangerous, sometimes killing young women. I advocate for reducing abortion. So I think that even though I'm endorsed by the pro-choice Missouri PAC, I consider myself pro-life because I advocate for reducing abortions by the common sense method of reducing unwanted pregnancies. It just makes sense that that would do it. And the way, there are several ways of doing that. One is comprehensive sex education. Prioritize the fight against sexual violence so there will not be so much rape, need for abortion. Improve access to contraception. Require federal paid family leave. Provide universal affordable health care. Offer affordable or free child care options. Reduce disparities in pregnancy outcomes by prioritizing racial equity in health care. Provide quality prenatal and prenatal health, postnatal health care. Provide mental health support in postpartum. Ensure access to safe and affordable housing. Create more reliability and consistency in abortion laws. And increase funding for public education. I also think we can support the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms and solving the problem of gun violence by emphasizing the well-regulated part of that amendment with things like registration, licensing, training, testing for physical and mental abilities to use certain classes of firearms, for classification of various firearms. We have a lot of different firearms than what were available at the time that amendment was written. I also propose restructuring the state income tax rate schedule to raise the level at which the top rate kicks in. It's been $9,000 for as long as I've been doing preparing taxes, and even before that. It needs to be raised considerably. Doing that would reduce taxes for most people, but we would also have to raise the rate for the wealthiest 1 or 2% to make the outcome revenue neutral. Another thing we could do is repeal the Hancock Amendment to enable the legislators to fully fund the state's programs, because I'm talking about things that will cost money. Rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure, we can use the funding from the infrastructure bill that the Biden administration has passed. So there's already progress being made along that. We need more funding for public education at all levels, and that includes also preschool and post-high technical and higher education, preparing our young people to enter the workforce. The Democrats are not calling for defunding police. We actually want to increase the funding for training, especially in the mental health field. That would enable them to be able to assess the mental condition of people they're dealing with and to respond appropriately to that. We need to put more emphasis on switching to renewable energy sources to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels and take more seriously the impending threat of global climate change to the future life and livability on this planet. I also want to try to protect the people's right to initiative petition and not able the legislature to counteract the will of the people as they have attempted to do in recent years.